Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. I almost forgot the intro.
I had Tim super hyped up talking about running before we started.
Man, I was so hyped. I'm over here sweating in my seat right now.
That's how you know you're slow now, Tim.
Damn it. Oh, I need some positivity in my life. You got me like ready to go outside and go run right now.
So, my name's JP. That's Tim. We're just some kids from Oklahoma City talking about uplifting and positive news because we need more to fight back the fear, the hate, build communities, to just bring people together. That's what we do every Monday and Wednesday. On Fridays, we either have a positive interview or we talk about an issue, why it's an issue, facts about it, how you can change it for the better. If you want to support the podcast, please like, share, and subscribe. Give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Like, tell a friend, follow all our social media. We have a Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's all linked below. Did I forget anything, Tim?
No, sir. I think you're good to go.
All right, cool. So let's get into the positive news stories. I'm going to start with one that's one of those things where it's like things I thought were already a thing, but apparently not. The Maryland Senate votes to end parental rights of rapists. I didn't know that was a thing, but good job on Maryland.
I'm going to leave all the negative comments to myself and say, good job, Maryland.
What do you got, Tim?
Oh, man, my first story is about a 7-year-old girl who saved her dad's life. I don't know where this is at, but it's in English. I'm going to attempt to say it. Leicestershire. Okay, it's in England. Saved her father's life by calling 999, which is 911 here in America. But it's 999 in England. So basically what happened was her dad just suddenly collapsed. So she heard a thud downstairs. She ran down there, didn't know what was going on. She saw her dad was kind of crying on the floor. So she called 999 immediately. She waited till the ambulance came, but her dad was like stopped breathing. So she didn't know what was going on. So she started doing chest compressions immediately. She didn't know what else to do. Hold on 1 second. I have a loud noise going on over here. I need to cut it off. It's like some warning or something. I don't know. Anyways, so she ran downstairs, she saw her dad, waited by her dad, started doing chest compressions. The ambulance got there, and her dad ended up living, and the paramedic actually said that she probably saved her father's life by doing chest compressions. So the coolest thing about this was, her name is Chloe, and she was presented with a bravery award by East Midlands Ambulance Service at her school. She was actually handed the award by Carrie Ward. That's the emergency medical dispatcher that Chloe spoke to on the phone while she was waiting for the ambulance to come.
How old is she?
7 years old.
Shout out to her for not freaking out.
Yeah, man. Like, I know adults now that if somebody's on the ground, they don't know what to do. They're running around like crazy. And some of them are even trained to handle that kind of stuff. So for a 7-year-old to stay calm and help her dad out and handling it the most responsible way possible by calling 999 or 911 or and doing chest compressions, even knowing how to do chest compressions at 7 years old is wild to me.
Absolutely. Shout out to her. Absolute hero. All of mine are really quick. So I'm just going to knock out like 2.
Cool.
In China, the past year, they brought 13 million people out of poverty. So, yeah, that's pretty good.
13 million?
13 million.
Yo, these million numbers, like, surprise me, and they shouldn't anymore. We've been doing this for over a year now, so I'm like, man, 13 million people. Go ahead, China.
Well, I was going to save this for last, but since you brought up million, do you know who Warren Buffett is?
Yeah. So billionaire, right?
Yeah. So he has a sister named Roberta. She donated $100 million to children's healthcare.
That's awesome. I mean, they have the money for it, shoot.
That's still a lot of money, man.
Yeah, absolutely. $100 million for sure. That's pretty dope.
What do you got, Tim?
Oh, so the Super Bowl was yesterday, and this was pretty dope. I found about this, so might as well talk about it, even though it happened already. A Kansas City man received a life-changing bone marrow from an anonymous NFL player.
What?
Yeah, man. So basically, after years of aches and pains and chemo treatments, Roy Coe remembers the day that the donor came forward for a bone marrow transplant. For 2 years after the transplant, Coe would often wonder who was the donor was. And on Tuesday, the mystery was finally solved this past Tuesday. So basically, I believe the player played for Minnesota. No, I believe it was Kansas. Actually, I can't find out where he played. It was either Minnesota or Kansas. But basically, what's going to end up happening is he finally found out who the NFL player was. And he's going to the Super Bowl, or went to the Super Bowl, to meet up with him for the very first time. And he also gave tickets to the man. So it's pretty dope, like, all around. And this man is, like, beyond happy. He said, this is one thing I didn't expect, not even to live this long, but to go to a Super Bowl, completely blessed.
So the football player just anonymously donated? He didn't know where it was going?
He knew. He heard about the story. He donated it anonymously because he didn't want other people to know, because, you know, being positive without other people knowing and not taking credit, you know, that's how you should do it, and that's exactly what he did. But now, since the guy wanted to find out who he was, he finally let him know, let him know yesterday, and he gave him a Super Bowl ticket so he could go to the game as well, which is pretty awesome.
Who was the football player?
Find out next time on Positive Truth.
Is it just not in the article?
No, it's not in the article. Huh. I'm sure there'll be a follow-up right after.
Okay. Well, we'll be back on Wednesday with that, because now I'm interested.
Tú sabes.
So I'm going to knock out a couple of quick ones. One that I think's awesome is, now that marijuana is legal, San Francisco is erasing everybody's misdemeanor convictions. And basically, it allows marijuana offenders to petition for resentencing if their crime would have received a different penalty or no penalty at all. So I think that's awesome. It definitely cost the taxpayers a lot less, making those people finish their time in jail. And it's a lot easier to get a job. Less people on this. It's just all positive, my personal opinion. I wanted to talk about it.
No, you're good. I think it's dope. I think it's real dope, because in all reality, it is becoming legal everywhere in the country. It's like 29 states right now where marijuana is becoming legally for medical purposes. So anybody that's going to jail for it, they definitely should get their just anything that they had to do should get taken away for sure. Any misdemeanor charge.
That's the thing, though. They're paying for it. So it's like, you still broke the law. So it's like, you can get this misdemeanor off, but you have to pay for it. So it's, instead of them wasting taxpayer money in jail, they get to get rid of their criminal charges, and they're paying to the state, which is awesome.
Absolutely.
So it's not like they're just, oh, you're scotch-free.
Yeah, but you're free, though. You're not in prison or anything.
It's true.
Well, man, I got two more left. How many do you have?
I got Trace.
Cool. I'll go ahead and knock one out real quick. I actually have a story about a dog, which is always exciting on my end. Sherman is a 2-year-old, 230-pound old English Mastiff. So, you know, it's a pretty big dog. Basically, he lives with a family in Longview, Washington. So he's a therapy dog, and he basically loves to visit with anyone who could use a smile or is in need of having their spirits lifted. So there was this, long story short, they were in traffic in this Suburban. And on the Suburban, the owners have their phone number and a picture of the Boston Mastiff, the English Mastiff, on the three sides of the car, both sides where the doors are and on the back. They're stuck in traffic on the highway. It's about 15 minutes. No cars are moving. People are in park. You know, it's stressful. So basically what happened was, a man called the phone number, which is the lady's cell phone, and said, hey, I'm three cars away from you. I just got out of the hospital. I had a bunch of back surgeries. I'm really stressed out right now. Is it okay if I walk over there and see the dog? Because he saw the dog's head hanging out of the window. And of course, she said, you know, of course. So he comes down, three cars away. And the lady said, it's okay, you can sit in the car, that's perfectly fine. So he sits in the car, and the dog immediately comes over, and the man hugs him, kisses him, and is playing with him, and all of a sudden everybody's teary-eyed, because you could tell that this man just needed some kind of love, and that dog provided that instantly. And I just thought it was awesome, because therapy dogs, a lot of people don't realize like how much help they can be to somebody that's in need of love, and that's exactly what this man got out of it.
So just to, I'm trying to summarize this. The dog noticed it?
No, the man came over because he saw the dog's head sticking out of the window. And he saw the phone numbers and stuff on the Suburban. So he called the number, asked if it was okay for him to walk over because they were stuck in traffic and he was stressed out. His back was hurting, all that bad stuff.
I thought the dog was like, you need a hug.
I mean, the dog, in all reality, the dog probably could sniff that he needed a hug or something, because as soon as the man walked up, he went straight over to him. Sat right there next to him. There's a couple pictures definitely I could share to the Facebook page so you can see like just the love that this man is getting from this dog.
Absolutely. Tim is a dog lover, just like almost everyone. So I like the positive news story, Tim.
Gracias, gracias. What else you got for us, JP?
So I was going to do this one first, but I forgot about it. This is the one everyone's heard about by now, but we should still repeat it because it's absolutely awesome. There were 955 South African gold miners trapped in a mine for 30 hours, and they all got saved. And I think that's awesome.
Yeah. 950, how much? Thousands, what you said?
955.
Man.
So they were trapped underground for 30 hours. They all resurfaced. They're all unharmed. A little bit dehydrated, some high blood pressure, a little bit of stress, but still awesome.
Absolutely. Man, that's scary.
Absolutely. What do you got, Tim?
Well, my last one, you're going to like it because there's a video to it.
Hey.
So check this out. There's a bus driver that, you know, basically helped out this mother and her daughter. So according to the Milwaukee County Transit System, Michelle Mixon was driving her bus, and she noticed that a six-year-old girl was banging on her door. She opens up the door. She asks what's going on, and the six-year-old girl is crying and screaming, my mommy, she's having a seizure. I'm scared. So immediately, Mixon, she grabbed the girl, said, hey, it's okay. You know, I'll help her out. She gets off the bus, starts helping the mom. You know, another guy comes off the bus, takes off his jacket, and puts it around her to keep her warm. And the other lady calls 911, is comforting the six-year-old girl while sitting there with her mom, making sure she doesn't hurt herself. Ambulance comes. The lady ended up surviving. I'm showing this because the lady handled this so well and so calmly, just like that seven-year-old girl did from England that helped her dad out. She, as an adult, she did the exact same thing for a six-year-old girl and an older woman. And I thought it was real dope because the video on it, it's like everything's happening so fast. You can see where, from another camera, the mom falling over and the little girl running to the bus. And you can see the bus driver coming out of the bus and helping her out. And I just thought it was a real awesome, positive news story that everybody should hear.
Where are we going to put that at?
At the Facebook page, at the Positive Proof, at the Positive Truth Podcast.
Nice, Tim.
I said Positive Proof. Like, you got a new podcast going on.
You want to know why this is happening?
Why is that?
Because, man, you're too slow now. You can't get the words out fast enough.
Hey, Flash is coming out of full-fledged retirement. JP and Tim, we are racing.
Oh, whoa.
I am putting it out there. We are racing in July.
50 meters.
We got to go the 400, man. We got to go the 400. Yeah. We can go 50. I'm cool with 50.
Anyway. One joke and Tim just goes all out on you.
If I had a dollar for every time somebody said they can beat me in a race.
The amount of trash talk I could have countered that with. But we're on the positive truth. We gotta keep it going.
Word to that.
So I have, you know, I wear contacts. I'm a little bit pretty much helpless without them. So I heard this story and I was like, I gotta talk about this. In Rwanda, they found out that 34% of the population could benefit from some form of eye care. So that's 1 in 3 adults that need vision correction. So what Rwanda did is they signed into effect Vision 2020 initiative, which aimed to eliminate preventable blindness, a plan which has since been upgraded through various partnerships. Their goal was 2020, and now they've successfully provided universal eye care to 12 million citizens. They've trained over 3,000 eye nurses. They've built 500 clinics, and they have an eye clinic in every village in Rwanda, every city. So there's 15,000 villages. Everyone has a qualified nurse. It started in 2002. Their goal was 2020, and they beat it 2 years early. Absolutely awesome.
That is awesome, man. I'm glad you saved that one for last, because that was a lot.
Oh, well, it was a last, but yeah. That's what you're going to be in this race, but anyway.
I'm about to turn into the Incredible Hulk over here.
This race isn't happening. I was just joking with him.
Yo, I'm about to start posting like random like videos of me working out so you can see I'm coming for you, JP.
Well, if I did it, you wouldn't be able to see me because I'd be going so fast in the videos.
I'm done with you. I'm done.
Oh, man. But my last positive news story, it's also pretty awesome. It's pretty fast as well. It's because India had a goal for achieving 200 gigawatts of solar capacity by the year 2022. And they've already done it 4 years ahead of target.
That's what's up.
So you want to know what that means?
What is that?
They said, okay, we already reached our goal 4 years early. We got to ratchet it up a little bit. You think they're going to go for 40 gigawatts, 60? No. They're going to go for 100 gigawatts by 2022.
That's possible, man. I believe it.
India uses about 160 gigawatts per year right now. So there's a lot of room to improve. But the fact is they're doing better than almost everyone. So shout out to India.
For sure, man. That's dope.
And yeah, I think we're out of positive news stories. Tim, do you have a speedy quote for me?
I don't, actually. I was distracted. I apologize. But I can find one real fast because I am the Flash.
Sure.
Okay, we're going to find a positive quote about running real fast.
I already got one, Tim, because you know I always beat you in races. It's good to be loved, but it's even more profound to be loved and understood. P.D. Rosie.
I like it.
You want to see the one underneath it? It's very dangerous to be cocky.
I thought we meant to be right there.
So yeah, we'll be back on Wednesday with more positive news stories and less trash talk about me being Tim in a race. So, yeah.
And more trash talk about Tim beating JP in a race. I'll be prepared mentally.
Just like you'll be prepared for this race whenever you lose. Anyway. Anyway, yeah. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Hopefully we put some smiles on faces. Go spread the positivity. We're out.
Stay positive.